शांति
शांति
नहीं बोलते ऐसा तो ओम शांति
एवरीवन से ओम
शांति
एक और बैठा
है हु इज सिटिंग विद मी टुडे
तुम आई है क्या
दादी इज नोटिसिंग
समबडी ओ यहां बैठी है मैंने समझा किसी आई है
Charu Maru is sitting where Gizzy Ben would normally be sitting.
Bhai, door nahi baitho, nazdik baitho.
And we have Jim Ryan with us this evening to transfer to interview Daddy.
Kya karega?
So, what's Jim going to do?
Puchho. Bajay do. Tumko mic nahi chahiye.
And that is asking Jesu Ben, don't you need a microphone? She's simply there to translate for Daddy in her ear.
I'll carry on anyway, regardless.
So? Just to have the lights on full, please. In today's program, for Jim who's sitting with me, do you know Jim's known as Jim the Joker? He's a joker. A joker wins in a game.
Carry on anyway, yeah. Okay. Daddy, hi. Nice to sit beside you, Daddy. And I think I'd say for everybody, it's great to have you.
Daddy's also very happy to have this old Baba's child sitting with her.
Daddy, I can detect that you have a very at the moment a very good stage. And you've got to ask that your intellect seems very clear.
Daddy says she's happy.
And I know you've got a good relationship with Baba.
What did he say?
I know that Daddy's stage is good and she's her intellect's quite clear. And you've got a good relationship with Baba as well, I think.
Daddy?
I mean, you're in front of my eyes all the time, Daddy, always.
Did you all catch that? Daddy asked, she doesn't see him sitting in the front in class, but does he feel that Daddy is in front of him wherever he is?
But I want to ask also about your private life, Daddy. I just want to ask you, Daddy, is there a private Daddy Jenki? And the reason why I ask that, does Baba whisper in your ear sometimes little things to you?
Does Baba whisper secrets to you in your ear? And she's saying to me?
Because does he say things like go to the seaside, pop down to the shops and buy yourself a new pair of shoes?
Or
I'm sure he doesn't.
Daddy saying,
so what does he whisper, Daddy? What does he whisper in your ears?
Baba doesn't say anything. He only says, "See me." And keep moving along whilst seeing me.
Baba
is sitting behind me here. and I'm here, and all of you sit in front of me, and I see that Baba is behind me, I'm in the middle, and all of you are taking power from him, and he's giving me sakash. So I'm in between and receiving the sakash. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because one time you had had spiritual chit-chat with me in Baba Bhavan, and after that she doesn't remember a time that she's had that sort of spiritual chit-chat with you again. And I don't know how we've caught hold of you this time today.
Daddy, that chit-chat has enlightened me. I've become enlightened from that. I don't need it anymore, I think.
Okay, that day that Jim had spiritual conversation with me in Baba Bhavan, that was very good, very good. He spoke to me, and I thought to myself, this child, I'm sure he's going to do a lot of service, and he will be seen as number one in the whole world.
Absolutely.
He's never wilted. He's never become confused. And if you have not become confused ever, then how can I be confused? Baba has kept the path clear for me, where to walk, how to walk, and to walk with him. Where to walk, how to walk, and to move along with him. Is that okay?
Daddy, I'll ask you a question really about
Jainti
Ben smiling these days has become very, very good these days, she's saying. It's become very good. And Jainti Ben is telling Daddy that somebody has given a certificate that Jainti Ben has become very, very good. And Daddy says that when she comes into Daddy's room, she smiles. When she's sitting next to Daddy, she smiles. And yesterday it was 10:30 at night, and she was smiling, and Daddy arrived from Worthing, and again she was smiling very sweetly. So,
okay. Yeah, Daddy,
very good.
Daddy,
spiritual stage,
we may be practicing meditation and living all the practicing all the Brahman principles, yet sometimes there seems to be no progress, no healing. Are we forgetting something? Is there something in the subconscious still holding us back? And maybe I could link that. I'll whap in another question as well, Daddy. Just
Daddy's asking, for whom are you saying these things?
On this path
with Maryadas, with the disciplines, following the disciplines. Well, what happens sometimes? Baba explains every day in the Murli, but sometimes we don't listen to the Murli with attention, and then that's the reason why things go a bit up and down. But if we listen to the Murli carefully, keep the Murli in my awareness, then one is awareness, then there's attitude, then there's vision. Awareness is something that's within. And that awareness of simply what Baba is saying to me, and then that translates into my attitude and my vision. Is my doctor here, Pavan Bhai, the dentist? That he spent 2.5 hours in the dentist chair today. Is he here? Sometimes he sits on the balcony. Yes, he's here. 2.5 hours he spent. And he didn't get tired. He doesn't get tired. Stand, please stand. Pavan Bhai? Daddy's saying, don't sit there. And she wants him to sit at the front. He's a wonderful doctor. Everyone is good. The brothers and the sisters, keep your attitude and vision such that you are on the stage of ascent, and that helps everyone else ascend also, because when we have the stage of ascent, it helps everybody else too. It benefits everyone else as well.
Thank you. I'm sure he doesn't get down in the mouth.
Yeah.
Daddy, you know, just connecting with this aspect about progress, that I'm asking really the question that are there things within our subconscious that we're not addressing that actually blocking our spiritual change and our spiritual evolution? And I just want to connect that with maybe advice on how we can heal the subtle body, how we can heal, maybe how we can heal the physical body, how we can heal the soul body. What practical advice that we can really work on healing those these aspects within our within the soul self?
This question is such that Daddy feels she's not seeing anyone who is, you know, in a state that's not good. No, she's not able to see anyone like that. Nowadays, I see everyone is very good.
I need help on that, Daddy, though. Not really. I do really need help on cleaning my subconscious.
Are you saying that internally you are not clean? Because Daddy doesn't believe that. Because every day we study the Murli, and the Murli has the effect of cleansing us internally, making the mind peaceful and the intellect pure, and our sanskaras become of harmonizing. Today, Sheila Ben, Sheila Chandrai, and her Lokik sister, Meera Ben, has come to meet Daddy. And what do you think? This subtle harmony, where we stay in self-respect and give respect to others, there's no expense in that, there's no effort in that, simply to stay in self-respect and give respect to others. What else is there to do anyway? Even if someone does defame me, insult me, but I will not feel that. If I say internally my subconscious is not clean, or internally I am not clean, then my advice is that very quickly, at that moment of realizing it, quickly make your mind very peaceful and remember the One Father alone, and you'll feel power, that you will experience Baba's power coming to you. The mind will be very peaceful and the heart clean. This is easy yoga. Raj yoga is natural, is something we've received from Baba as an inheritance. What have we received? Liberation and liberation in life. If there's any weakness, Chimney Ben, it's true, isn't it? How we receive liberation and liberation in life in a second. It's good you asked the question. So now Daddy wants us to raise our hands. would we still have the question that what should we do, how should we do it, and that internally we don't feel clean? Anyone who feels like that can raise their hand. No.
Yes,
there's nobody like that.
मैं समझती हूँ लंदन क्लास को
चारू बैंक
कौन चारू कहाँ है
वो है चारू बैंक
भाई इज्जत नहीं कमाओ
Not to lose your respect, you are living in Baba Bhavan, you are so fortunate. And Jim used to have good conversations with me in Baba Bhavan, do you remember? He is the one who said to me, don't sit with the Supreme Judge Dharmraj because you will tell him everything. And I said, yes, I will sit with him. And I said, but don't you be concerned, everything will be okay for you, because I have kept a good relationship with Dharmraj. Baba, these are all your children, and everyone knows our Baba is our father, teacher, Satguru. He teaches us, he gives us Srimat really well. And so Baba, just give a little signal, but not that Dharmraj should show a stern eye, because I have a little bit of attachment to the London class. Do you know that? Baba has given direct sustenance and study for the London class. And so liberation and liberation in life is what our experience is. Who has this experience of liberation and liberation in life? Please raise your hands. Jindyan is not raising her hand. Okay, she is now. So, liberation in life. Would you, Jindyan, would you ever say, give me blessings? No. Because it's only once Baba said, child, do you ever take sorrow from anyone? Do you ever give sorrow to anyone? And that moment, sitting in the classroom, he said, if you're not giving or taking sorrow, then what is your experience? To give blessings and take blessings. Not that anyone should ask for blessings, but automatically for everyone, let there be blessings. That is, have very good feelings, elevated feelings. I think in Shakti Bhavan, you have a picture of Bali, and there's Baba's photo and Daddy's photo here upstairs. Baba's hand on Daddy's head, that picture, it's a nice picture. And look, all these five fingers, they're not all the same. You see, the thumb is big, the fingers are fine, and the forefinger and the thumb come together, and that means everything is good when the soul is with the Supreme Soul, and when we are in remembrance of the One, then everything is good, and then there's determination not to have any other concerns, but simply to churn, think, and just keep regurgitating the things of Gyan, and then there is power within. Not to think, this one is like this, this one is like that, because not all five fingers are the same. Not everyone is the same, but you know, everyone is individual. You see, even the little singer gives cooperation. So it doesn't matter who, but all are brothers and sisters, and everyone cooperates with each other. And so with this faith, there is definitely victory, and we are able to apply this tilak of victory with the finger that's next to the little finger. And in Bharat, any time there's some ceremony program, then it's the tilak of sandalwood that's applied on the forehead. Sandalwood is for fragrance and coolness.
But our last stage, final stage.
But our final stage is that with determination, we achieve what we want to. And what does Baba want? That there should not be upheaval in our thoughts, that the zeal and enthusiasm should never reduce. Say, for example, Daddy came from the dentist at 5:45, and how many people she must have met. And after meeting everybody, she came straight into the hall.
Doctor, wonderful.
And the dentist, the doctor, is wonderful. Tireless. And he spent all this time using his instruments on Daddy. And
go there, shouldn't we? Experience the same.
But basically, Daddy's stage, you know, free of thoughts, tireless. This is what she's saying, that this evening, so many people to meet, then coming on the stage.
Daddy, one of the things that we really enjoy is your deep insights into areas that sometimes we can't pursue ourselves, because you seem to only have the key to these particular areas. And
today Daddy's saying it's only half the class. The other day it was more than double. Sunday class was more than double. That was also third Sunday, and in the morning also there were so many. Was Jim there Sunday amongst the crowd?
Second row on the right.
Yes, he was there. Daddy says he sits hidden away. His questions are good. But zeal and enthusiasm. Baba says when the child has courage, then the father helps. Who has this experience? I'm sure it's everybody. Everybody. When the child has courage, then the father helps, and the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart. My Lord is pleased. Then what can death do? When the Lord is pleased, so it's important to keep the Lord happy. This is the effort we have to make. It's good.
Daddy, you seem to be the only one to have insights into some particular areas, and areas that we enjoy. Brahmas like interesting and new things. And one thing that we haven't really mentioned is the religious founders. And we often wonder where our brothers are and what they're doing, and we're concerned about them. Could you give us maybe some insight and maybe tell us a little bit of your experiences of these wandering souls, wherever they are, and tell us some secrets at this time?
Oh, you want me to tell you that?
Of course, we're all desperate to know.
No? Should I say in the gathering?
We can close the door, Daddy, so no one else hears.
The fathers of religion. Listen. The fathers of religion, they will definitely come in front of Baba. They have come and they will come. Why? Because they have to take power from Baba here, and then when the time comes, the time for them to establish their religion, they will enter and will start their work. And in that, I say in my Pune, where Sister Jayanti was born spiritually. Who else is from Pune? She was born physically actually in Pune. So where is Sunil Bhai? He is also born in Pune. How many birthdays we must have celebrated of Sunil Bhai? Many. And this is why he has such love for Daddy. And Pune, there was one brother, Jahangir, and one brother, Ismail, both Muslim names. Ismail, and he had a little son of 2 years of age. He didn't eat anything, not anything from outside. Very good child. And one time, downstairs, his auntie had a shop, and the auntie gave the child something to eat, and the child started crying. And I said, "Why are you crying?" And he said, "Auntie, don't know what she fed me and was crying so much." Why? Because gave him something from the shop, you see. And I said, "Okay, in the future, don't eat anything else." The child was so good. And such souls, they have these sanskars. I don't know where he would be now, but Ismail, the father, was also like that, very strict in his practices, and his wife was also very good, and went on to open the center in a place called Naren. He didn't come to Madhuban, and Baba also said that if a Muslim came to Madhuban, it may lead to some upheaval. And Jahangir Bhai also didn't come to Madhuban, but also was a very good brother and used to do very good lectures. He had so much love for Baba, and I received that feeling from him, of his love for Baba. But Jahangir Bhai, never gave a rupee in the yajna. He never sowed such a seed that he would receive wealth in return. And now, this brother, Ibrahim, who is in Bahrain now, I received news that he had come to Madhuban, and it was that he was meant to fly at night. And I said, it must have been 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. I said, that come into Baba's room in Ahmedabad center. And he came into Baba's room, was in Baba's remembrance, and he was just lost in Baba's remembrance. He's a very good helper in Bahrain. And any time Daddy sends a message with someone or other, then he's very happy to hear from Daddy. So such souls will come, and there are other souls also, but such souls will come into Daddy's connection, in our connection. And they come into the home of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and listen to God's versions, and they will love God's versions. And this is why they become instruments to establish their own religion. You're not going into any other religion, are you? You only have
just
a plan to go into Golden Age, right?
I'm just a follower of you, Daddy Janky. I'm just...
If it was someone who followed me, then where would they be today?
But Daddy, you give us experiences. Look, I just touch your shawl, Daddy, and I get it. I'm healed.
Yes, definitely you should come, because you are very obedient, a very good child. And Paul, that is not seeing Paul, but it was three brothers who came together, and Jim had said that his mother had said that when Jim was born, the mother said that this is not my child, but it's a child of God. Mother had said that. This one is not my child, but it's a child of God. So you have been detached from the body and bodily relations and have been always loving to the Father, and this is why you belong to Baba. You could never be one of the fathers of religion because you are Baba's child. It's not that you would be of any other kingdom, but you will come into Baba's kingdom, the golden aged kingdom. So these things, Daddy doesn't take these things into her churning, but Baba has said that those who are ancestor souls, if you ask Baba, where is Mama, Baba would say, I'm not going to tell you. Otherwise, what would the children go searching for Mama? Go and sit with Mama? And I thought, Baba would tell us some names, but Baba doesn't allow us to go into such thoughts, but simply that we should create our fortune. And when you hear me say Om Shanti three times, it helps Daddy so much. So I think all of you should take help from these three aspects of who am I, who is mine, and what is it that I have to do, the three Om Shantis. Realize the deep significance of karma, and the sins of the past will be incinerated. And I had said to Daddy Gulzar, why is this body going through ups and downs? Is it some karmic account? And Daddy Gulzar said, no. Daddy Janki said, when the body becomes old, then internally, in the heart, there is no old matters. Just like Baba, to be karmatit, conqueror of sinful actions, and in order to claim that stage, to make that degree of effort, that practically receiving so much power that one becomes of help to others also. Is that okay? Today you're sitting with me, but you're always in front of me, in the sense I always remember you, just as I remember these two sons of Jyoti Ben, Kavi and Amit. Just come forward and show everyone your faces. Now they've become grown up. They were so young, but they're good children, very good children. Will you say something? Good children. Jainti Ben, ask them sometime when they eat, how they eat, but in the morning they come to class. Maybe not every day, but they do come to class. Yes, she's saying, you don't come every day, but keep my honor. All the Kumars are good. All of them are good. So Jim, look at them and give them drishti too. Sometime, you, Jim, keep a class with the Kumars. The Kumars are good.
Okay.
Okay.
Daddy,
anything else? Okay.
As the cycle.
Are you happy with the answers, Jim? Are you happy with the answers?
Yeah. You could be a bit more revealing about the religious fathers. I think that I think you're holding back a little bit there, Daddy. I think. But
No. I have only one thought, that seeing me, they should be able to see the Father. The fathers of religion will also come in front of the Supreme Father. But I don't have thoughts about these, nor will I have any thoughts. Thoughts, time, breath. She wants them to be used in a worthwhile way. Time, thoughts, breath, all to be used in a worthwhile way. Okay. Do you worry about the fathers of religion? Okay, say you invite people, or you go to meet them, you have that aim, then as an instrument, you could sustain them too. It's possible. As I shared about Ismail and Jahangir, wonderful souls in Pune. Very good. Okay, they are of Muslim background, but they have so much love for the godly family.
Okay, Daddy, as at this end period of the cycle, as the tsunamis of sorrow and chaos sweep forward and the citadels of Ravan begin to implode, what should our position be as Brahmins? Should we retreat into the caves of introversion and work just through vibration? Or should we just carry on as we are?
No. To have attention. One time Baba had said, instead of tension, keep an A in front. So there's no tension, but let there be attention. Attention at every second, attention on every penny, economy and remembering only the one, the name of one. We have moved along with a lot of economy, and this is how we've reached here, Global House and Diamond House. When Global House was being built, then, at that time, Daddy was living in Baba Bhavan, and then we had Sukhadam and Indraprastha. So together with Global House being ready, we received Sukhadam and Indraprastha also. And someone was saying about Tennyson Road. We didn't leave that house, And so when it's a Brahmin household, it's better not to leave that house because the vibrations are very powerful. Tennyson Road vibrations are very powerful, and so much expansion has happened through that place, through UK, Europe. Okay, now we have the big building in Leicester, but we still have the old house in Leicester. So how has that been built? We didn't even have 1 lakh, 1 million, when we started to build this house. We didn't even have that much. But how many millions it took to prepare it, make it ready?
There's so much chaos that as souls become less receptive to spoken word, should we change our focus in the sense of working solely, maybe more through the organ of spiritual subtle service?
Even now, we serve the world through vibrations. We give vibrations to the world. I say to all of you, I request to all of you that don't waste your time. Not to waste your thoughts. I'm not going to mention names. But some sensible people, doesn't matter how much service they may do, that remembrance, power of remembrance and timetable, say like we have the four subjects, knowledge, yoga, dharana, service, in all four subjects, to claim full marks. Understood? Those in the front line? You understand? Knowledge? What is knowledge? Who am I? Who is mine? To be light and hence receive might. Through knowledge there is light, through yoga there is might, and dharana of making others content and keeping oneself content. Even if I don't have anything but sweet words, such sweetness with humility, sweetness and humility. Someone said, I lack sweetness, and that's because of lack of humility. If there isn't humility, there will not be sweetness. To have sweet words. In Madhuban, those who sing songs, Satish Bhai who sings songs, Satishpai, Madhurvani group. In every program, that group, Madhurvani, that is, sweet words group. They are very accurate. Satishpai is always smiling. And so, making your stage internally. And what would result from that? All of Baba's children around the world, because Baba's children from around the world come to Madhuban, and there are many who come for the first time and they say that I've never seen a place like this, and I know that there is nowhere in the world like Madhuban, and there will not be a place like that at any time in the whole cycle. Though we are sitting here, and Baba, the teacher, is teaching us, and Baba, when he taught us in Pandavapavan, the tapasya he did, and the pilgrimage of all the four main places. Some arrive in Shantivan and they leave. They don't come upstairs. But Pandavapavan, and there's been such renunciation and tapasya. Because the tapasya that has happened there, it has been to spread peace and vibrations to the whole world. And that service still continues. Because heaven is being established, and of course this hell is definitely going to be destroyed. It's destined.
Okay.
It's okay if you keep the time of destruction in front of you and create your angelic stage. Now, the stage of Brahma Kumars and Kumaris and the dialogue of today, who's going to write it up? I think. Send it around to the whole world. It's Dipti, I think, who's typing it up. Okay. Om Shanti. So Daddy would like everyone to have Toli. Okay, Jim. You're happy?
We're happy hearing you, Daddy.
Daddy is happy that you're sitting with me. And I said to Jinky Ben, really, is Jim going to come and sit with me? Oh, this is also wonderful.
I could do it more often if you want.
What did you say? He can come and interview you or sit with you more often. And she's saying, really, he can do that? Okay. Okay, truly. That he wants to give a flower to Jim, but there aren't any roses or flowers at hand.
Hamara aapka. چمن ہمارے ملا ہے مالی آپ کا
من ہمارے ملا ہے مالی.